And him like a deer. Off the tip of the Florida coast, the group of storm clouds, wind-swept bits of land called the Keys. On one of these, Rudolph Keys, just before Billy's stone castle built by the former bootleg baron, Joe Perone. Tonight, as a fierce summer storm lashes the house, its present owner, Miss Manville, and her companion, Hillstead, watch the mounting fury of the storm from a study window.
It's more than that, Richard. This is my prophecy to come true. This is the night I feared.
Nonsense, Miss Mandel. This is just another summer storm. The sea is getting every year.
No, listen. This mark is coming. I've had warnings.
You mean Joe Perone coming back? But it's just, he's been dead over 20 years and you know it.
Think of that. He will never die. He'll be back to murder us in the night.
And if anyone could haunt a house, he should. He's killed and tortured enough men in his day.
You mustn't say such things, and you feel I tell you I know.
You better get up to bed, Miss Mandel. Miss Mandel, what is it? Now.
There's
no speedboat in the lagoon, Miss Mandel.
I can hear him. He's coming near the house now. Can't you hear him fumbling with the lock on the stairs?
I don't hear anything.
He's opened it. Now he's in the tunnel. He's coming for his husband.
I'm mad thinking, Miss Mandel. No one in the cellar. Come, I'll prove it for you.
Where are you taking me?
I'm taking you to the cellar to prove that Joe Perone has not come back from the dead.
Find him, you open the cellar door.
Nonsense, Miss Mandel. That's the only way to set your mind at rest. Come along.
Yes. All right. It's so close.
Open the door, Miss Mandel. The door, Miss Mandel.
All right, please. They're crawling around down there, waiting for us.
There's no one down there.
There are two of them, too. See their gas suits down at the foot of the stairs? Then a man says they're coming for us.
But they won't let us, Milton. They won't let us.
What are they doing?
The earth and their practice. When they start up the stairs, I'll push it down on them. It is not sound.
No, Miss Mandel.
Yes, I heard. The police. Anybody? Stand there.
All right, but don't do anything until I get there.
What are those in there coming up the stairs?
Stop them.
I'll stop them. No!
I had no gun, Miss Mandel, only a clap of thunder.
You have no gun?
There's no one down the cellar. Look, I'll turn on the light. There. Look down the stairs, Miss Mandel. See for yourself.
But
look.
I don't understand. The cellar is empty.
Margot, come and show up in no headache. I'd have one more bit before calling it a day.
No, Miss Mandel can do it.
you're not fooling me a bit, Lamont.
Fooling me, darling? About what?
About enjoying all this. I know you're bored to death. And a vacation will do you good.
Miss Lane, I wouldn't take the most fascinating case right now if it walked up to me.
I beg your pardon, sir. You are Mr. Samson, to be certain.
Why, yours.
My name is Mandel, Marion Mandel. I live down here on Lidar Street.
How do you do, Miss Mandel? This is Martha Lane.
How do you do?
How do you do? He's come back, Mr. Samson. He's come back to continue his murdering and torturing me. Would you help me?
Who's come back?
Doctor
Lane. Sir? The rat appearing, bootlegger?
A murderer?
But Joe Polone is dead, Miss Mandel. He was killed in a rather sensational gangmaster back in 1927, if my memory serves me right.
But you see, he knew that too, that he's home, and now he's come back.
You've, seen him, Miss Mandel?
Oh, you don't believe me either, do you? You think I'm crazy?
Oh, no, it's not that, Miss Mandel.
Everybody thinks I'm crazy. But I'm not. I know Joe Polone has come back. I've had evidence.
Evidence?
The boat. I saw it in the lagoon last night. I heard him in the cellar shouting and shouting murder and torture and sacrifice with their machine guns.
Yes. I see. Well, I'm sorry.
No, never mind, Mr. Samson. I know it's a lot to ask. But I need help. So
of course you're happy, Miss Mandel.
Margot.
Mr. Samson has a dinner engagement tonight, but right after dinner?
This is the main hall, Miss Lane. Horrible. It's perfect version. Again, but such very mysterious nightmare, Lady. There's a brooding evil that seems to hang over it.
I'll be sure, Sandra.
Where's Mark? He was with us in the library. Mark, where are you?
I got interested in some old books in the library. I'm sorry.
That's all right, Mr. Sam.
Miss Mandel, you mentioned a maid living with you.
Yes, please.
Where is she now?
I don't know. Mr. Sam's been now beginning to worry about her.
So, how do you know?
She's been acting so strange lately.
Strange?
She doesn't see or hear any of the things I know perfectly well are happening.
I don't hear them because you aren't there, Miss Mandel.
Oh, sorry.
You also aren't so quietly, mister?
You have a carpet deadened sound, Mr. Thompson.
Oh, you know my name?
Yes, I've been listening to your conversation.
You always eat up?
When it seems necessary. Miss Mandel, I came to tell you another storm is coming this way.
Oh, another storm? Coming
back tonight. Nobody will be coming back, Miss Mandel, tonight or any night.
You seem very positive, sir. You've never seen any evidence of these occurrences that Miss Mandel mentioned?
No.
You mind telling us where you've been?
Down the cellar. Between the traces of the ghost Miss Mandel thought was shooting at her last night.
You found nothing?
Not a trace of any ghost.
But they
shot
at me. I
tell
you,
if you don't mind, Miss Mandel, I'd like to have a look around the cellar myself.
Yes, please.
Why, Miss Lane and I are down there, this could, I think you'd better stay with Miss Mandel.
Goodbye.
I'd feel safer if both of you were together.
Let's get out of here.
I don't know. Is that good?
It's the glass saucer on the side stone. It's just one of the time to remove.
Oh,
my God. It's your little hole.
Come on, please.
So that's my first hole.
It's mine. It's mine.
Poor old woman. But Margo, help me turn her off. She may be still alive. Good Lord.
Yeah.
This isn't Margo, Margo.
It's close to me. It's the mother's problem. She's the only one on the team.
And she's sure of that. Who's the first? Tell them, Cuss.
I got them.
Now turn around, my friend. We have you at our calling, sir. Yes.
Get up and down here, I'll do it.
Oh. You are a bit curious, my friend.
No.
You're not so much now, pretty lady. Get us out.
No.
You're a child, eh, Cuss? Like in growth. Not bad. We'll return to the shadow in just a minute, friends. Do you know how many people are around in the United States today who can't read or write? How many do you think? 1 million? 2 million? 5 million? And according to the Federal Bureau of Education, in the United States today, 10 million people don't know how to read or write. 10 million illiterates, despite our national system of free public education. How does such a thing happen? Well, the way it happens is through lack of interest on the part of the people who can read and write. A lack of interest, in other words, on the part of the majority of our citizens. We're inclined to feel that because we receive an education, and our children have managed to squeeze into the neighborhood grade school or high school, and everything is moving along fine. But far from it, the facts are considerably otherwise. The facts are that millions of children in communities all over the United States are receiving far from adequate education due to overcrowded schools, the lack of sufficient well-trained teachers, and other similar conditions. We're citizens, and it's part of our obligation as citizens to support our system of free public education by doing everything we can to improve the schools in our own community. Let's do that. Now, back to the shadow.
Lamont Cranston and Margo Lane are investigating the supposed reappearance of the long-dead gangster Joe Filoni in his old mansion on Lido Key. They are attacked from the cellar of the house, regain consciousness in one of the storerooms.
Oh, my head. What happened,
Lamar?
Too
loud, I just outside the door. Oh, my God. It's a chill in the corner of the house. I guess you're first. You're going to
have to kill a storm. Why didn't I? It wasn't...
Don't worry. It wasn't that. There's a bit of a ghost sitting in that
house. I thought it was going to shoot. I'm tired, honey.
I'm so mad. I'm working on these ropes. I think I can cut through them and start there with the stone, huh?
I'm not sure. He's very smart, Robert.
A private class, Robert. And what are we waiting for?
He's afraid maybe the shots in the way.
Okay. But how to get here, that's what I'd like to know.
Hey, the old lady upstairs. You call me, no?
Sure, the old lady. That's a muddy old dame. Lucy must have been.
It's true. Old lady, big news.
Well, we can take that soon enough. We can take care of it all in one trip, huh? Out of the way, and over the side, you're the three of them. I don't follow
you. Yeah. Yeah, you handle it, sir.
I'm the gun for the gas. Now, Chris. It's just down like you don't trust me, darling. I don't. Well, that's your age. I'm not going to cross you. No. You smart, ain't you? Okay, take care of the two inside first.
Any other
hey. What are you be doing all that time? God doesn't you stop. You don't get Gonzalez ready.
Okay,
okay, okay. I'll meet the town at the post office. You. Wake up.
You're awake. What's this all about?
It's all about how you're going to be shot.
Who's that for?
It's post office. There's no question about the permanent threat. It's just a question of how you get that.
Come on.
Don't worry, baby. I'm an expert. Now, if this was the old
game... Only Joe Peroni to tell you how to do it, sir.
Look, Copper, I got my own idea. What do you think it was figured out the gimmick of that machine gun match for back in the big car?
Only hoodlum can throw with a machine gun, sir.
Yeah. How about the water treatment? That was my idea. And it took some days to die. How about that, huh? Maybe you'd like that one, huh?
Don't put yourself out for us.
Yeah, why, son? Well, that's what starts with a thing, so you can look.
So you just start with me, sir.
Okay, you'll come. What happened to the rope?
Well, you were talking so much, I thought I'd drop that gun, sir.
Oh, you were so high. Oh,
the
problem is... I don't
know. Now, we're going to do some talking, sir.
But you say, Cop.
What are you doing here? What are you and your friend looking for?
Oh, my arm. Oh,
you want to tell me what I want to know?
I will talk.
I think we will.
Okay.
I tell you what's going on. I got it. I left it right there.
Circus doing too well.
Good.
Can you hear me? Refire the machine gun.
I'm jogging for that. I thought that I was crossing.
I have it. I wonder.
Why should we think you were crossing?
Tell me, what do you want?
You want to get off. Time to get it off.
Get all what, sir? Just tell me, what is it you're after?
Oh, God.
What about the place?
It's a trap. Yep. Door under the flat.
Church.
Church. He's dead, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
It's all over, Mr.
Well, if you're dead, then Miss Manville is protected. Here, Margo. Take that gun, lock the room, take care of her.
There you go.
I think it's time the cellar had a fault with Mr. Gonzalez.
Oh,
maybe the shadow can help you, Gonzalez.
Take over. Come along. The shadow didn't. He's
a ghost. Not a ghost, Gonzalez. You're a shadow.
What? The gun I'm holding. Head well. Get out of here.
Right here at your elbow, Gonzalez.
Oh, no. Don't touch me.
What's the matter, Gonzalez? Why, you smashed a whole case of liquor.
What do you want? What do you do here?
I want the truth about Leda T, Gonzalez.
What do you know about this place? No one knows about this place. No, but you're Peron.
Yet I find you here, Gonzalez.
Only now I find it. I've been so many years, only now I find it.
I see. Yes. I also see why it's been so important for you to find the secret, so...
How can you know these things?
The shadow knows, Gonzalez. Come here.
What are you going to do, John?
Lock you in this sub-cellar. Like that. You won't be alone for long, Gonzalez. As soon as the storm lets up, the police will be coming from the mainland to keep you company.
Yes, my dear, I'm so glad you came. I'm
terrified. You mustn't be, Miss Manville. Everything will be all
right. But I heard
it again.
I heard a machine gun.
There was a machine gun fired downstairs, Miss Manville.
Nothing happened to Mr. Kent?
No. A man named Kent was killed.
what was he doing here? Poor man, I guess now we'll never know.
I think Mr. Carson will be able to find out.
Hmm?
Yes. You see, before he died, Chuck said something about flagstones and a stud star. Your mom sent me up here to keep you company while he borrowed up some leaves of the town.
I see. It was thoughtful of him to give you a gun, wasn't it?
Not that I think you'll need it.
I wouldn't be too sure about that, my dear.
What do you mean?
I think we might very well need it.
You're worrying unnecessarily, Miss Mary.
In fact, we need it right now, so I'll take it, my dear. No, it's too bad, you know. I never thought this would happen.
I don't understand.
I brought Cranston out here because I thought he'd be useful to me. But now he knows too much.
Too much? You can't be serious.
Very serious. Now, this is most unpleasant, but I'm afraid it has to be done. Please turn around, my dear.
No, I won't.
I'll put this veil to see your face. Turn around. That's it. I count three. One.
You can't do
that. Two. Three. Goodbye, my dear. That's the gun. Damn the fire.
More than the gun has misfired.
Shadow, my dear.
I'll kill you.
You're wasting your time, Miss Manville. The gun is empty.
Empty?
Surely you didn't think Cranston fool enough to leave you alone with Miss Lane with a loaded gun?
Oh, I feel so peculiar. As though I've been dreaming a horrible dream about murder. Oh, this gun. Where did I get this gun?
This horrible house. It's haunted.
You're the evil in this house, Miss Mandel.
You don't understand.
The stage lost a great actress when Marion Mandel retired.
I retired for my health.
I believe a great many things about you, Miss Manville. I believe you murdered Hilstead, your maid, when she discovered your precious secret. And a few minutes ago, you killed your friend Kirk to keep him from telling what he knew. Now that we understand each other, shall we drink to our friendship?
Drink?
I brought some champagne from the secret cellar. Here, open the bottle, Miss Manville.
No. No, I won't.
Open the bottle.
All right.
Now, pour some into these glasses.
What? Well, this isn't champagne. It's
supposed
to be
like
paint.
No.
Yes. Hot coffee. That's what you were after, wasn't it, Miss Manville? You hired certain fellows to move what you thought was with her. When you found it was a fortune in dope, you wanted to shake your gangsters and have the fortune all to yourself.
Curse and dollars? How did I know where to find such people?
You didn't have to find them, Miss Mandel. You knew them well. After all, they've been your husband's henchmen.
My husband?
Yes, your husband. Mrs. Peroni.
My devil! You murdered him! But Gonzales should have lied.
I wouldn't count on Gonzales, Mrs. Peroni. Right now, he's locked in a sub-cellar awaiting the police. Well, that sounds like their boat now, Miss Andrew. I'm sure they'll have room in the brig for you as well. There's nothing more restful than the sun and surf, Margot.
All right. Look me where you like. And I won't be sorry to get away from Florida. That horrible old woman. Did you know that long she was behind the whole thing?
No, not quite. I did suspect she was Joe Peroni's wife, though, almost from the start.
But
no. You know when I stayed back in the library? Mm-hmm. One of the books of a scrapbook containing clippings of Peroni's marriage to stage star Marion Mandel.
And you think I suspected poor Hilstead?
Yes, actually, Hilstead was the one Miss Mandel was trying to frighten out. She wanted to find out what was going on. When she did find out, Miss Mandel killed her.
Exactly what was going on?
Well, Miss Mandel found what Bruce thought was a couple of $1,000 worth of liquor in the cellar, left her by her bootlegging husband years ago. She hired Kirk and Gonzales to cart it away and sell it for her.
Yes.
However, she later discovered that the bottles were filled with narcotics. worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so she decided to double cross the two gangsters, keep the money for herself.
That's how she hired you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only consolation the whole thing is that Peroni's ghost didn't really appear.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after all, how else can you account for all the things that happened on Lodar Sea in that one night, hmm?